This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine, a quiet drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Day to Day will now attempt a feature feat rarely, if ever heard before in the entire annals of NPR. We will reveal in one piece the identity of the single most mispronounced state in the Union. We will connect the President of the United States thereto. We'll implicate the Canadians. And we will include an internationally acclaimed pop singer without actually appearing to strain to get in another gratuitous riff of production music. Ready? Here we go. Our story begins outside a handsome old academic building that houses the English department and the office of a professor of linguistics, Dr. Valerie Friedland, at the Reno campus of the University of Nevada.
The proper pronunciation is Nevada.
That's what I meant. Nevada.
With the A vowel as in cat.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
The incorrect pronunciation is Nevada, with the vowel as in cot.
Sadly, my own history, and not just personally, but in my professional role on the radio, how often have I said Nevada? Almost every time, for sure. Dr. Friedland excused me, sort of, because I am, as they say out here, from back east.
East of the Rockies, they'd say Nevada. West of the Rockies, you typically hear Nevada because we know how to say it.
Nevada, Nevada, tomato, tomato. Well, let's not call the whole thing off, divide the nation. No, let's ask Dr. Friedland why. How did this come about?
Well, we really don't have a lot of documentation on where the split occurred. It's sort of idiosyncratic because it's not that Nevadans have a shift in the A vowel so that all their A, formerly A vowels in every single word they say is now A. So it's probably just the spelling, right? If people see it spelled with an A, right, they typically say, oh, look, other words that they have the A are pronounced Nevada or A, so they put it in Nevada. Right, but historically speaking, it's a Spanish word that means snow-capped, and if you go to the original Spanish pronunciation, it would be something like Nevada, Nevada.
Okay, time for one of those other story elements I mentioned earlier.
You know, there is a system of vowel shifts going on in the western Canadian area that is traveling supposedly down to the west coast.
The Canadians? We're tearing ourselves apart over how to pronounce one of our 50 cherished states, and it turns out to be Canada's fault?
What is a vowel shift?
A vowel shift is when you have a certain amount of space to pronounce vowels in the mouth. Different vowel sounds are actually produced by different configurations of the mouth. So you have limited space in the mouth. If you start moving where you're articulating one vowel, it's going to start putting pressure on another vowel's articulation to stay distinct. So you either can get a merger, like we have in the West with the low back vowel merger, where we say caught, C-O-T, and caught, C-A-U-G-H-T, as caught, caught, right? Naturally. Most Westerners don't even know that those are supposed to be two separate vowels.
Aha!
It's interesting because this low back vowel merger is spreading south. So it's usually kept distinct among Northern speakers who say caught, C-O-T, caught, and C-A-U-G-H-T, cat, caught, cat.
It doesn't sound as though you really have an answer for why some people back east say Nevada and people out here say Nevada.
From a linguistic standpoint, no, it's a sort of idiosyncratic term. So we've decided it's Nevada. And when people come and visit, like Bush, for example, and they mispronounce a state, that means a lot to us, right? We really take offense at that because that suggests you don't care about the speakers and our attitudes.
I wasn't going to drag the president into this because, but he did come here a few weeks ago, and it was his first presidential visit to Nevada,
right.
And he said Nevada.
He did, several times, in fact.
Well, that seems a little harsh. I accused Dr. Friedland of being a Democratic voter, no small thing in Nevada, but news recordings do prove her point.
She told me about the colleagues who've left Nevada. The people who are affected are the people of Nevada. You need to contact a senator in the state of Nevada and let them know you're interested in national medical liability reform.
It was a huge story. You should have seen the number of letters to the editor. There were columns written about it on the news. That's what people talked about. They didn't listen to what he said. They were more interested in how he didn't say it. But to be fair, Joe Lieberman, Howard Dean, and Kerry all also said Nevada. So, to give equal time, they're all screwed up.
Here's something. It turns out that Valerie learned how to say Nevada like a native because she's actually from Tennessee. Doesn't matter, she said.
You know, it probably is also a marker of how much you want to be here, right? If you like living here and you want to stay, you'll be a Nevada speaker. If you don't, or you want to leave quick, you'll be a Nevada speaker. And actually, Bette Midler was here a few weeks ago.
Ha! And double ha!
Bette Midler was here a few weeks ago, and she was very careful to articulate it as Nevada, and it was written up in the paper how she had said Nevada. And then she said, it was because she doesn't want to be on the same side as George Bush as anything. So it obviously is a big marker to people in Nevada. And if you have a national spot, or if you're doing any advertising or any marketing, or you want our money or our vote, you better say Nevada.
Dr. Friedland, thank you.
No problem. Welcome to Nevada.